The Yoko report on payment of judgment debt since January 7, 2009 has indicted Alfred Agbesi Woyomi, former Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Mildedrisu, Minister of Education and Sports in the Kufuor administration, Yao Safo Mafo, his deputy Obi Amwa, Dr. Kofi Amwa and others for their roles in the Woyomi case. We bring you the details.
The report cites one major limitation in that very important personalities who could have shed more light on the documents that have been seen and analyzed refused invitation to them to give information. They include Yao Safo Mafo, Dr. Kofi Amwa, Obi Amwa, all of whom have issued writs in court asking that Yoko be restrained from investigating the matter. Others are Mrs. Betty Mildedrisu, who sent documents but will not agree to give oral evidence because of the writs filed by Rex Dankwa, Joe Gate, Dr. Akutu Osei, and Kweku Ajimanmenu. On Mrs. Betty Mildedrisu, the report said she was the Attorney General who undertook all the negotiations. She also should have made sure that a suit in court was defended. According to the Chief State Attorney in charge of the case, Samuel Nekwe Tete, the government did have a defense. There was, however, enough grounds to defend the action, but this was not done. The report noted that in the files at the AG's department could be found a lot of evidence which indicated clearly that at least Mr. Woyomi could not establish his case. For instance, in his own letter to the AG, in which he stated that claim of Waterville was not proper, he also stated in his own words, "I use this opportunity to formally demand on my own behalf and on behalf of Austro Invest, M Power Park and Alexandra Van Cleef, the sum of 6 million euros in lieu of the Cannes 2008 stadia construction bid that was cancelled by Cabinet illegally when it was clear that the consortium had won." The report asks upon what basis Mr. Woyomi was demanding more than 22 million euros. If nothing at all, there could have been a defense against the quantum that Mr. Woyomi was asking for in court. On Yao Osafu Mafu, the report noted that he was the Minister of Education and Sports at the time of the tender for the construction of rehabilitation of stadia for Cannes 2008. He was the author of the Cabinet memo dated 27 July 2005, which informed Cabinet of the illegality of the intended action to abrogate the tender process for the stadia work. However, Mr. Osafo Mafo, the same person who, knowing that it was illegal to terminate the process at the stage it had reached, went ahead and wrote terminating it. The report said it's yet to be fully established whether it was Cabinet which, in spite of being warned about the illegality of the act or abrogating the tender process, ordered the abrogation. The report added that Obi Amwa was the deputy minister who gave the green light for Waterville to proceed to site and start work at a time the constraint had not been approved in Parliament. On Samuel Nekwe Tete, the report noted that he was the chief state attorney in direct charge of the Woyomi case. He admits that he drafted all the letters which Mrs. Mildedrisu sent to the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning concerning the transactions leading to the payment to Mr. Woyomi, with the exception of the letter dated 9th December 2012. Mr. Nekwe Tete said that he was involved in the negotiations which led to the fair settlement for over 41 million Ghana cedis, and indeed witnessed it, and therefore when Finance Minister refused to pay and Mr. Woyomi went to court, he found it unconscionable to go to court and defend the action. Available evidence so far has confirmed that an amount of 400,000 Ghana cedis was paid to the wife of Mr. Nekwe Tete on June 16, 2011. Pabli made a payment of 400,000 Ghana cedis to Mrs. Gifty Nekwe Tete.
A report on the Yoko investigation into the Woyomi judgment debt payment saga.